Preparing throughout Advent for the Christmas day, I came across a couple of stories that I think help us to understand a little bit better, help us to see a little bit clearer what this incarnation always means. The first is a story about God's language. What language does He speak? There's a story of a young man named Emmanuel from Africa, and he wondered the same question. And he wanted to know if God spoke his language. And if he didn't speak his language, how was he going to hear what God had to say? And so he went on a journey. And this journey took him to all the ends of the earth. And he was never able to get a satisfactory answer. Until one night, he finds himself in a small town just outside of Jerusalem, the town of Bethlehem. And he goes to find shelter for the night, and there's no room. They turn him out. And he goes out and searches a place where he can sleep for the night and stay out of the cold. And he comes across this stable, this little cave. And he goes in the cave and he finds it's already occupied. There's a young family there, a husband and a wife and their newborn child. So as he turns to leave to find somewhere else, he's surprised. The mother calls out his name, Emmanuel. We've been waiting for you. He's amazed that she knows his name, but she also knows his story. For a long time, you've been searching the world over to find the language that God speaks, and now your journey is over. For tonight, you can see with your own eyes the language of God. It is the language of love. It is expressed in our sharing, understanding, mercy, and total acceptance. God speaks to our hearts in ways that are so much deeper than any words could ever express. The second story is similar. It's a Christmas parable by Louis Castel. You may have heard this or a version of it, but it's a story of a man who was a humbug at Christmas time. He wasn't a bad man. He wasn't a Scrooge. He took very good care of his family. He took good care of his employees. Very generous, kind, decent man. He just didn't get Christmas. He couldn't understand an all-powerful God. Why would he become one of us? It just made no sense to him. And so his wife, who was very devout, was getting ready to go to midnight mass with the children. And he told her, I would be a hypocrite. I don't get it. I can't go. But I will wait up for you. So the wife and the children head off, and he goes and he sees that it's beginning to snow. And he thinks it's a good thing. He says, as long as we got to have Christmas, we might as well have a white Christmas. And the snowstorm turns into a blizzard. And as he settles into his chair in front of the fireplace to wait for his wife and children to come back, he's startled to hear some thumping at the window. He thinks the neighborhood kids have come out and they're tossing snowballs at his window. So he goes to the door and he goes out onto the porch and he sees a flock of birds. And they're banging against his window, trying to get in. They see the bright light and they're trying to get into the house. He doesn't know what to do, but he knows that he has to do something, because if he does nothing, they're just going to freeze and die out there in the storm. So then he remembers out in his barn where his kids keep their pony, he's got a nice warm place. So he goes and he turns the lights on to the barn, opens the doors wide, thinking the birds will see that and come in. But they don't. They don't budge. So he goes into the house and he gets breadcrumbs and he tries to lead them, enticing them with breadcrumbs, bringing them into the barn, into safety. And they ignore him, flopping helplessly in the snow. So he gets behind them and he tries to shoo them. He tries to chase them into the barn. And they go everywhere, except into the barn. He thinks, these birds simply see me as a giant, strange, terrifying creature. Something that is so opposed, so opposite to what they are. If I could just speak their language, if I could just be one of them, just for a moment, I could bring them into the safety of the barn. And when this thought hits him, he hears in the distance the church bells striking. And a light goes on. And he drops to his knees. Lord, now I understand. I see why you had to become man. This mass, one of the other options for our morning reading is from the Gospel of St. John. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This is the language that God speaks to our hearts. Yes, He will sometimes speak in the English language or the French or the German or whatever language we speak. He can and He will do that. But He always speaks in ways that are deeper than that, if our hearts are only open to hear His message. Today, He speaks in that deeper way. He speaks in the language of love, speaking as an infant, lying in a stable, in a manger. We are so often distracted. We want to not only hear God in our own language, we demand that we hear God in our own language. And if I don't hear Him speaking to me like I'm speaking to you right now, then I'm just not so sure. We can be deaf to His words in our heart. We can be like those birds. We can be afraid of a God who is a judge. We can be afraid and simply flounder around in the storm. But He comes to us tonight, not as a judge, but as the God of love and mercy. He comes to us as this little child. God has spoken. The Word has become flesh. So let us take a moment and allow this Word to sink into our hearts. And as we conclude, we'll offer a prayer before the crib. May Your presence, Prince of Peace, bless the world with peace, the poor with care and prosperity, the despairing with hope and confidence, the grieving with comfort and gladness, the oppressed with freedom and deliverance, the suffering with solace and relief. Loving Jesus, You are the only real joy of every human heart. Enlighten the eyes and the eyes of our minds, so that we may see Your hope, we may see the hope that Your presence brings. Lord Jesus, I trust in You, and have a Merry Christmas.